We're in the middle of a machlokes between Abaye and Rove. Neidechot says, Ishtecho Zinsa. There was a shtike from the Baal. If the Eidechot is Nemon, this is a Dovah Shebe'erva. Abaye held it is his Nemon. This Tziruf of Shtike Kahido together with the Haggadah Sa'eid. This we're mamin the aid of Philo Gabi Adovish Erbe and Rava holds not them. So now in the middle of the Amid, Vama Abaye Mino Aminolo. He wants to bring a raya to this Yisot that an Eidechot would shtik his name. So the Gemara brings down a Gansa Maise, and that by the end of the Maise we'll be able to see the raya that Abaye had brought from this Maise. Maise b'yanei hamelech shaholach lekuchlis shebamidbar. He went, this was a Medina kuchlis, v'kibesh shom shishim kochim. And he conquered 60 kochim, and it was a very big accomplishment. U'bachsarosai hoya sameach simchotai. It was a merdike simche. V'kova l'chol chachme Yisrael. He called all chachme Yisrael. Omar lehem, and he told them, Aviseinu hoya oichlen meluchim, bizman shaya sukim bebinyin beis hamidosh. When they were oile for the bayis sheni, they were very poor. And they were unable, it seems all the money that they had, they invested in the binyin abayis. So, what did they eat? They ate maluchim. Maluchim is a type of a yerek that grows in forests on wild trees. It's not a cultivated yerek. It's a yerek that the Rabbalk says in Eov that hardly, it's not suitable for human consumption. But that was all they were capable of eating, and that was their Mesiras Nefesh, that the money, the small amount of money they had, they used for the Tzoras HaBinyan. And therefore, the food was maluchim. Af onu noichal maluchim zeichel abrisein. So let us remember their mesiras nefesh, their difficulties they encountered. And in this suda, we're going to eat maluchim. Vehelu maluchim al shulchanai shel zov v'och. So on the shulchanai shel zov, they served maluchim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Yanei HaMelech min HaKehanim Shal Chashmoinoi Habe. He was, others say, he was the grandson of Matasyo, Kohen Godel. He was Yechanin Kohen Godel, Yanei HaMelech. The Kuchle Shem Medina Shebamidba. Maluchim Yerokeis Haim. This is a type of a vegetation. Ushmon Kakuli Veloshin Arami. Kmei HaKoitzin Maluach HaLeisiyah. They came back from Golis, for you and him. So it seems the money that they had, they were using for the binyan abayis. So therefore they had to eat maluchim. We should remember the difficulties the others encountered. To remember how difficult the Rishonim, the difficult times they went through. To thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Shitzlichonu Veshironu Baruch Hashem that we were matliach. This was a merdik accomplishment. They were ashirim, shulchanei shalzov. That was the purpose of the Suda. V'hoyisham echot ish leit leiv ra ublial. This person had these three tchunis. The pasuk says, Zeit yohir let shemoy. The pasuk says, if you want to know what's the taich of a let, he's a zeit, he's a mezidik, a person full of rishis and avogaiva. Let shemoy. And a leiv ra ublial. Zelozo ben Peiro Shmoy. His name was Zelozo ben Peiro. He was there also. He was from the Tzedek. Vayoyma Elozo ben Peiro Liyane HaMelech. Yane HaMelech Libom Shal Purushim Alech. Now he wanted to get rid of the Purushim. So he had an Einfall to get Yane angry at the Purushim. Then we'll get rid of them. They have kindness on you. They're here by the Suda. They're not happy with your simcha. They hate you. So Yanai asked the Mumaya, so what could I do to prove this? What can I do to prove this? Hakem lehem betzit shebein einech. Make them stand up. You put on the tzit, and you make them stand up, and then they'll tell you, then you'll see those two the beans. What does Rashi say? That Rashi, Libon shall push him alecha, say necha, they hate you. They ain't mechen bahat locha secha, they're not happy in your hat locha. Uma esa leida shekengu, okim lem, bitzit shebeine necha, tein zit ha-kredish al mitchecha, ויעמדו על רגליהם, then they'll have to stand. ולפי שהשם כוסל בוי. השם is on the tip. והם יגלו את ליבם למחה יסבוך מיועסקוי. Then the tip is there, then you'll see, they'll give you their opinion that they don't hold this proper that you are going. Put on the tip. Others say he was mashbiya them with the tzitz, the shem of the tzitz. Others say, and we'll see, because others say as follows. We'll see Rashi and Tosfos. It wasn't a proper anhogia to put on the tzitz, shaloi b'shas avoid. And we'll see later there were chilukei deis in the kashrus of Yanei HaMelech, was staying over. He was Taka Kosher HaKoyim. And Chazal did not want to make an Asik out of it, because of the Iker Adin, there was no case against him. We'll see as the Sugya proceeds. Maybe it was a B'diavadik HaKoyim Godel, but you don't make an Asik out of B'diavadik HaKoyim Godel either. Now, the Ritva says, now they saw a Moirudike Kalatroish in the middle of a Suda with Mole Shikris, was a man of Kalatroish. The Gemara says that when the Kain Gogo wore the tzitz, he was also a Siachtati from the tzitz. We learn how to learn from the tzitz. So you're not allowed to mitzir that. Now, so therefore, this was not the proper time to put on the tzitz. In the middle of the Suda, Simche, Shikris, not the proper time. He put on the tzitz. Maybe this Elizabeth here realized it. So they saw if he's mezalzel on the tzitz, so maybe yesh dvorim begav, that this whole pickbook, which years before there was a pickbook on him, and because of this pickbook, Chazal though never told him anything, because there was seimech, me'ikar adin, we don't have a pain against him, so it's not because I'm making a nesek. Perhaps he is kosher. But now, from this anhoga of Kalas Roish that he had, they saw Yesh Dvorim Begav. That could be, he's not such a Mahudadik Kohen Gadol. That's why he could do such a thing to put on the tzitz. Someone told me, I didn't see it any, that at Yankee's Ma'ira, it would seem that they had to stand up and put on the tzitz because of the Shem, Kedish Lashem. The covers of the Shem, like Rabbi Yanke, the Gemara makes a kalvachoyma. The Madach, the Tzitz is also behesach adah. Still, when there's so many Shem, it should be also behesach adah. Rabbi Yanke asked, so does it should be? It's a good and great tone, so Shem has to stand up for him. Still, when there's poor chama. He wants to say, could be, because here the Shem is the Goli. In the Tzvillin, the Shem is Mechusa. It's Mechusa with the Vatim. So Memele, so legabi the isa hesa hadas, I'm where that's not totally. If I have one shame, it's also Esach Adas, but there's a lot of shame, it's also Esach Adas. Gave me go on the stone, if it's Mechus or not Mechus, but for someone else to be Mechus to stand up. That could be, since it's Mechus, there's no Chiyiv to stand up. Fine. Yeah. Now, so he's wearing the tzitz. Hoyesham Zokin Echot, the Yehuda ben Gedidya Shmoy. Now, this Yehuda ben Gedidya held, now he has to be Moshe. I mean, he's putting on a tzitz and the Mishah Shikras and those. He has to be Moshe. Yom Melech Mishmelech. Hoyem Yehuda ben Gedidya le Yanei HaMelech. Yanei HaMelech. Rav Lecho Kesa Malchus. It's enough. You took Malchus for yourself. Hanach Kesa Kehuna le Zarei Shalari. So, that's what he told him. Now, the reason for that, what he touched a delicate point over here, that could be there's a big book on your kohune. Well, relate, Shahoyo Imrim, it was a long time ago. Shahoyo Imrim, Imoy Nishbis to Midian, that his mother was Nishbis. Before she gave birth to him. The Yavuka Shadova Volain himself. They were wanted to be Mevara, if the Taka was Nishbet, wasn't Nishbet, was he a Cholo, was he not a Cholo, Volain himself. But they never were able to be Mevara, that he might Nishbet. So, Kozman, they didn't see any Kalas Roish from Yanai, they kept quiet. Volain himself, there was no. There was no solid proof to prove that he's possible lacuna. If there was solid proof, there would have been Meisha before, but there's no solid proof. So they left it with this. But now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gedidya thought the Kalos Chosh, so he had to be Meisha. Vayibodlu Chachmei Yisrael Mizam. So, Yanai became very angry at the Chachmei Yisrael. Got in cars from there, and he told them to get out. Finished. So that he told them to leave. Now, this Elozah ben Peira, which was a Rosh Merusha, V'yem Elozah ben Peira le'yanei ha'melech, now he hit a murder opportunity. Yanei is in cars from the Chachmei Yisrael. He was from the Tzedakim. Elozah ben Peira, he was also, he didn't hold of them, they're from the Pushni, from the Tzedakim. So he said, "Vayem Elozah ben Peira le'yanei ha'melech, Yanei ha'melech, Hedyet sheb'Yisrael kachudin." If you insult a Hedyet, the kachudin ha'yisayvul, he told him, "Yisayvul." Va'atam melech the kohen gadol kachudincha. But listen, you're not a Hedyet, you're the melech and kohen gadol. Look how they degraded you. So he asked him, "Omeh'ase, what I do? What do you suggest?" Told him, "Imato shemei latosi loimsam." Kill them. Kill all Chachmei Yisrael. That's what you do. So you don't get melech and kohen gadol. The audacity to speak to you in such a way. So Yanai said, "The Torah matayla." What's going to be with the Torah? I mean, the Chachmei Yisrael. Then you will kill out the Chachmei Yisrael. What's going to be with the Torah? So he said, "Arike." So he answered him, "Elozah Rabbi, Arike kulcha monachas bekeren tzavis." We're not talking about the Sefer Torah. It's Kruchah Menachas Bekeren Zavis. The Loreitz Elilma, Yavim Elilma. I mean, the Torah is here. You need the Chachmei Yisrael for the Torah. Omar Rav Nachman Vayitzvok Miyad Nizrach Kavoy Apikus. That means that Yanai was Nizrach Kavoy Apikus. Ahavalei Lameima Tinach Torah Shebeksa Torah Shebalpemai. You should have asked what he does. The Menachas, Kruchah Menachas. So what's with Teirah Shemalke? Miyad batuta taro al yidei alozo ben peiro ayalgo kol chachme yisrael. So they killed out all chachme yisrael go yoilom nishtoyme the world was shame at shebo shimin ben shepach vehetzir as a teiru liyash. So the Gemara says Eichidom. Now, so that's the story. Now we have to be mevar what happened over here. That there was Shaya Oimrim, Ayibuke Shadova Voloinim, so what happened? What's the Loinim? Echidam. Ilay me de beitrei amri ishtaboi, beitrei amru lo ishtaboi. If two Adam had come and said that Ima was Nishbet, and two Adam come and said later she wasn't Nishbet, is my cause is the Samcha Sahani, Smoy Sahani. So what have I Nimsa? You have a suffix. Two Adam say that she's a Shuya. Two Adam say she's not a Shuya. So you have to be Machma. So, well, what, so we know enough, they should, some Amela, that we should have, they should have protested that. But he's also the Kahuna. Not a Koi. Ella Be'edech. Ne'edechot came. So others say Pshat. The Ne'edechot came, this man, and she was Mishpis. Let's say she was Mishpis before she got married. Ne'edechot came, and he was Meir that she was Mishpis. Now, what did she do? She kept quiet. Oh, so it is Eid Echot in Shostak. So we have here Shtike Kahido. There was a Shtike Kahido to the Haggadah of the Eid. She didn't say anything. And that was made Nishmas, she didn't say anything. And what happened later? By Yimotze Hadovo, by Yvukash Hadovo, and Lamaise, Leinimsa. What happened? Later came to Adam. The time of the Kamakshi Shalei Beitre. Mabochi man. And the Mela, that was the story. If two Adam came first, and then two Adam was Makshi them to say it right, it should be Machma. So Kochach, one Aid came first, and then, Isba. Then two Adam came, so the Chayra, she should have been also, and then two Adam are Makrish. Is Kan Shoyla Ben. Naniach, that was the story. But we're talking about the Machloikis Abai Varovi is Eid Echad with a Dovah Sheva Elder. That's what we're talking about today. That's the whole Machloikis. Okay, Shosak with the Halta Chaylev, Shasak with Sherech HaNilba, that seems as a double muskin that she kept. The whole Machloikis, Abai Varov is, the Abai Dovah Shemel, the Ishtach HaZinso. Then is the Machloikis, which all the time is, in Dovah Shemel, the Prophet Mishnai. Here we're talking about an Isha Zayna Lekoyin. That's what we're talking about. The Isha Zayna Lekoyin. So what shaykes does this have to the machlekes of Abaye v'Rava? Where did Abaye see that in a dover shebe'erde and a dechad would shtik his nemem? We're talking about another case over here. This is a major problem in the sugya. So on this problem, there are four mahalach. Mahalach number one, the Tosfos Rit says, from this gemara you see to be meyit, that an Isha is possible a kahuna, to say she's a grusha, to say she's a zoyne, is a locham dovah shebel. He doesn't go why, what, when, and where, but to say that an Isha is also a kahuna is a locham dovah shebel. And therefore, Abaye brought a raya that an eidechot, b'shosaki, is helped by dovah shebel. That's mahalach number one. I saw the Tere Shmuel bring down three more mahalach. The Machloikis, Rabbi Kedega, and the Nesivis, what is the case of Dovah Shebe'elve, Dovah Shebe'elve Pochus Mishnayim? The portion of the case of Dovah Shebe'elve is to be made that Ishtai Zinsa. That's the portion of the case. That's the Kimotsu Be'elve's Dovah, and that we learn how Dovah Mimot. So there's a Mordika Machlekes in the Sidus in Rabbi Kedega. Why is Saita called a Dovah Shebe'elde? Why is that called a Dovah Shebe'elde? It's Yisurin. I say, she became also to you. Where's that? Dovah Shebe'elde? Why is this called Dovah Shebe'elde? Zokta in the Sidus, a Mordika Yisod. A Dovah Shebe'elde means if I made it, that there was a beer of Yitvis of Kedushin. That's called I made it that a Dovah Shebe'elde occurred. By Saita, the Eid is being made that she was Mizana. She's an Ashes Isha, she was Mizana. That's a Bia of E Tvisus Kedushin. That's called the Dovah Shebe'elde. That's the Dovah Shebe'elde of Saita. And therefore, if I'm saying that she was a Shvuya and a Goy was by Allah,
That's also a bia of Yitzvisus Kedushin. That's also Davar Shebelva. So the Nesivis learn pshat that together of a Davar Shebelva Pochas Mishtayim is if I'm being made on the bia of Yitzvisus Kedushin. That's the Nesivis pshat. Rabbi Kiveger says another pshat. Rabbi Kiveger says that we have really a problem. How do we understand that Sait is called a Davar Shebelva? Why is Sait called a Davar Shebelva? So Rabbi Kiveger says a saite is also lebailo, venitmo. Tumah ksiv bo karayim. That the tumah that it says by saite is the same tumah it says by an elder. So the iser, saite lebailo is an iser elder. So I'm being made of an iser elder. That she's also to you als elder. That's called avishab elder. Your wife became an erva on you. Tumah ksiv bo karayim. Zakt Rabbi Kiveger. So what's the mice over here? So he says the mice over here, what's the Sira? She doesn't say like this, but the mice over here was that Yanai's mother got married before the Ishtaboy. She was an Ashes Kayin before she was Nishbe. And then they were married that she big was Nishbe. So there's a din Ashes Kayin Shenensa Tumok Sivo Karayis. So Memele, he's being married that she became an elva on her husband. She became an elva on her husband, so that's the Dovah Shebel. That's how Rabbi Kiveger learned pshat. And the Shmaitze says a fourth pshat. The Shmaitze says that if a person became nifsal lekuhune, that means there's a chilul in the Kedushas kuhune. That means we're saying this issue was kosher lekuna, kosher lekuna, and now I say you became a zoina, so that's a psul haguf, that's equivalent to a davar shebelva. To say that you became nifsal, just like psul ekol is considered a davar shebelva, a psul haguf lekuna is also considered a davar shebelva. So by saying that, the agrusha mat, that's a difference between shmaitze and the taisis rit. Agrusha is some of the yisur. But to say that you became nifsal, you became nishalo, That's absurd. Some of the yoke may dechot veish. He is speaking on the person. You need to wait. This is similar to Davar Shebel. So Bekitzer, so Abaye understood the Maise that they had wanted to answer Yanai was because an eid echad was made many years before that it was Nishbis, which is a Davar Shebel, and by her it was Shosak, so he had an amonis. And that's why they wanted a pasul. Yanai, his mother was a zayna, halola. And the whole reason they didn't pasul, because the Eidim came later and said, Lamakrishna. Like upon them, we see that an Eidechot has an Emonis and a Davar Shebel. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Lekach michu boy, shoyu apelushim aimzum olof, imoy nishpis vemeidim. Kach shall base Hashminoi Hoy, which we have Sula Lakuna. Vinosa of it in her and Tashi Vaishan Palmalaka the Kivenga, and his father, Yana's father, married her. Vinim's a cholov, he's a cholov because his father married a Zayn. Vayibodlu Chachma Yisrael Bizam, Shekos Hamelachalei. Kach hu dinoi listo chepo. So Loza ben Teira told Yanai, ahead yet he insulted him. He has to be saved it. He swallowed it. But kach hu dincha bitmiya shaloi tenok him in. They're insulting you. They say you're not a koyin. And you won't take the nekama from them. So he said, what should I do? Roim some hogim. Wipe them out. So he said, if I wipe out the chach mitzvah, matahei aleh with the Teira. Shemetish kach takach, I'll wipe out all chach my Yisrael. Amalere sefer Teire kuchem unachas. Teire sefer Teire is bound and it's lying. Unachas v'seich ha-mitzvahs. Lo yishtak, what do you mean, don't forget about it. You need chachomim to tell you mitzvahs. You have a sefer Teire. You go to the sefer Teire. That's what they told me. Fine? So there's no loss. There's no loss if you'll wipe out all the chachmei Yisrael. Rahmanat only listened to him. Batuta Torah, Roshin Bayotis, Tits Bayigmal Shkaidim, that it sprouted, Vishnachina Boro, started burning, Roshin Loitis in sparks, Kenitza Tamavel Gachelis. He killed out all Chachma Yisrael, besides one Kochem Shimon Ben Shetach, Achi Ishtoi Hoya, he was the brother of Yana's wife. Echbiyose, she hid him, so she rescued him. So now, the Gemara wants to find out, it seems there was an issue, previous issue, about Yanei HaMelech, which was never addressed, and now it came up again, as we mentioned before, because now they say it's Mezalzun B'Zim. Heichi Dome Ve'evukesh Adobo Le'nimsa, the Mashmish Ev Ziku Be'chezkes Kasha. So what was the case? That till now, they were not ma'arar on his kohuna. Now all of a sudden they're ma'arar on the kohuna. Yeah. So the Gemara wanted to say that it was Treyetrei. That two Edom came and said that she was a Shvuya. And then two Edom came and said that they were Makristan, she wasn't a Shvuya. Mother says, if that was the case, what do you mean? So this Machos is the son of Chathani, Smaychani, Moses is the son of Zerai. So what are you talking about? And two Edom say he was a Shvuya, two Edom say she wasn't a Shvuya. So Meli, you have to be Machna. Well, you can't stand to be Machna. Smaychani, the Omri, Ishtaboy. So you have to be Machna. You have two kids to say she's a Shvuya. How could you be Machna? I found enough reason to answer. The Amrit, so now Rashi has a very pertinent question, which we'll get into a lot of discussion with this question. The Amrit, Uki Trei Labahavi Trei, Uki Itzachet Kosa. Rashi says, what's your problem? What's your problem over here? The Gemara assumes for another Toshit, if two Edom say she's a Shvuya, if two Edom say she's not a Shvuya, so she's also. You have to be machna. Like Rashi, tell on the Cheskes Kasher. She was, before this whole Maisa, she zicha wasn't a Zayna. She was Kosher the time. Now I have Treyetrei. So tell her on Chazoke. So what's the problem? So it could be that's the case. The Mal says, no, Treyetrei, she's also. But Rashi, Hani Mili, when would we tell on Chazoke, he havoi ihi kamon, if she would be in front of us, and she would come to Bezen, she would tell Bezen, listen, I'm in a predicament. I did this Treyetrei, who say I'm a Shavoy, went to the Detroit and not a Shavoy. I got a proposal from Kain Gobel to be his wife. What do you say? Am I kosher? Am I not kosher? So Rashi says, then Bezen would tell her you're kosher. Get married, no problem, we tell you one cousin. That is, if she'd be around, and she'd come to ask Bezen, so Bezen would pass the law for your kosher. Avo b'no, zehanidem, but now we're not talking about her. She's not around. She's not asking any questions. The shaila is now on Yanai. The shaila is on Yanai, is he a cholo yes? So on Yanai, ain loy chazok in the kosher. Yanai never was kosher. The sharei mi'idim al tchilis loy dosi b'tzu. That means, we have two Edom that say the mother was Ishtaboy, two Edom that say she was a Chalola. So Mamela, if she was a Chalola, so Yanni was a born Cholo. Two Edom say that she wasn't a Zayna, so she's not a Chalola, so he's kosher. So you have two Edom saying on Yanni that he's kosher. Two Edom saying on Yanni that he's a Cholo. In Yanni, we can't put on Chazoki because the Shaila is, when Yanni was born, was he a born Cholola or was he not a born Cholola? So you have Trey and Trey without a Chazoke. The mother you can put on Chazoke, but not Yana. So Mamela will see in Taisus about this. This is a Mayuli Karashi. Now let us go a little further. So Mamela, so with Trey and Trey, you wouldn't say Mayimta. When they weren't able to be Mavara. Elalav Beidechot, Heyid Alashvu, Boishnai Vikrishua. That is the Raya of Abaya, the Neidechot, and Shosak is never Medova Shebel. Zogt Taisa. Hokem lem betzid shebein einach. Peiris bekomt es. Ba'av hagav the lav shas avoydi. It wasn't a shas avoydi. Amrini la'el, the big zekun, and nito la'honis ben. The big zekun, you're allowed to have on the mele. So he was allowed to put the tzitza. The kosher, Taisa, Zogt, Adarab, and Mashmei Mahosom. The miyach a yechaylum lavshita and shoyis a kukin lavshita. He says, Taisus says, he wants us pum fakert over there. The Gemara says, he's a kamal anit na teir la malachay ha-shoret. Mash mishloy le teir ha-chazira. So the Gemara says over there, since the teir was not given to malachay ha-shoret, So Mamela, the Koyen cannot, the split second after he finishes the Avoida, take off the big Zekut. So the Hegdish was, so Kol's man, he's still a boss of Adon, he's not a Malach. So there's no Isser Me'ile in the Begodim, because for this Zel Machashot. But it seems that it's not a Hetel Lechatchil, it's a Hetel. That if you're not a Malach, so till we'll give you 5 minutes to go to a place and take off the big Zekut. But it's not Lechatchil of the Kedim, the whole Hetel is what needs to tell the Malach HaShavit. And that's only on what it's impossible for you to be Mekayim. Well, Lechatchil to put it on, there never was such a thing. So Mamela, he was Mael Behegdish. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is Koylik and Rashi, the Davke Tit. Yishum Dersiv Boi Bohoya Al Mitzchoy Tomit. By the Tit, it says Amoyu the Koloshin, that the Koyin, Godel, should wear the Tit always. Mashmet the Mutter Shaloi Bishas Avoide. So this Pasuk, even though there's a Drosh, it's Chazal says in this Tomit, we'll learn how he's not to be Messiah Vasum Deshem. But ein mikra yaitzim idei pshutai, the pshatis, or the stupsukim, that the posik is telling us that the Kohen Gadol was permitted always to wear the tzitz. So the tzitz is miyuchet from all big daikune, the tzitz is allowed to wear, a pulish loy bishasavoy, abu bishabah gadol loy. V'yanei oye Kohen, mizera beis chashmin loy, so memele, there was no real serious problem with the tzitz. My causes the Samcha Sahani, Smoy Chahani. Dishtaboy, two Eidim say she was Nishbet. Ve'eichi koma gemore v'lei nimsa, how can you say they were unable to find out what happened? If it was Trey or Trey, so they sure were able to find out. Hikshe bekundres, adarabin, uki Trey bahadi Trey. Uki em yanai becheskas kashrit, v'nem rinim, rabbi koin perke ishe shenisa. There's a Gemara in Ksubis Tavkobo on the day. The Gemara says there was a Shaila, I think. The mother too said the mother was a Grusha, to say the mother wasn't a Grusha. And the Shaila's on the child, if he's a Kohen or not a Kohen. The mother says, he's still in Chazoke. So the Tiret, and for Trashi Hanemili, he Havoi Ii Kamon. If she would be around. Ve'im taima, mikol mokim tahani lei chazoke de'ima, yishayis in the cheskes kashrus. But his mother has a cheskes kashrus. So the chazoke should help, so mchine perkama de ksubis, the divrei ha-machshir bo, machshir de dito. That if you machshir the mother, you machshir the daughter. Now, let us elaborate a little what Taisus is asking of us. Taisus brought a gemol in ksubis. Let's just understand what the Gemara in Ksubis is saying. The Gemara in Ksubis is speaking about such a shaila. There was a Pnuya who we became aware she was nibble from someone. Someone was boiled up. We haven't the faintest idea who this person was. So there are two possibilities. One possibility be with a master, Suleiko. Could be it was a kosher. The two possibilities. We asked her. She said, oh, he's going to be a kaino. He's such a yachsan. No shayla. Well, I'll kapon him, the shayla would be believer. I have to kashr. The shayla is a shayla. So the machlok is tanoim. So there are tanoim that say, machshir bo. We're machshir. Why are we machshir? We don't know who the boy was. Before this be'ila, she was zichem otelukum. Now I'm crying a shayla, did her status change? She's still mutalakuna. We tell her I'm chazokye, but she's mutalakuna. So what does that mean? So that means that we assume halachically that the boy was not a mamza. I mean, if the boy would be a mamza, she'd be posalakuna. So we assume. We don't know, she's a chazok, we assume the boy was not a mamza. Now, let's talk about the daughter. the daughter that's born,
she had a daughter.
Now, if the, let's go back again to our previous Shaila. I don't know who the father was. Was the father a mamzer? Was the father not a mamzer? Now, if the father was a mamzer, or the daughter is a mamzer, the daughter doesn't have any chazaka whatsoever. The daughter, I mean, the father was a mamzer, the daughter was a born mamzer. The father was not a mamzer, so not a born mamzer. The daughter doesn't have any chazaka. The Divrei HaMachshel Bo, according to the Man Yomar that says that she's kosher, that the mother is kosher. So Memela, now how could the mother be kosher if the husband, the boy, was a mamzer? I can't make it. The boy was a mamzer, so she can be kosher. So halachically, Chazaka was mevarer. If she's kosher, lekone, that the boy was not a mamzer. No, if the boy was not a mamzer, the male, the daughter is not a mamzer. Right? That's a gemara. So Memela Shaltaisva says, I don't understand Rashi. Rashi looks the mother would be, I'm clear on the mother. The Gemara says, the Divrei HaMach Shel Bo, Mach Shel Debit. To finish, if she's kosher, Rashi, oh, she'd be kosher. So it matters because the child is kosher. The same chazoket that applies for the mother applies for her. Right. This is Taisva's Kasha. Now, on Taisva's Kasha, I'd like to mention, number one, a Kasha of Rabbi Kenega on Taisva. And number two, Ateret, the Chedushi Harim, and the Nechem de Shleime, for emphasize with Kasha. We'll start with the Teret of the Chedushi Harim. And then we'll go back to the Kasha of Rabbi Kenega. The Chedushi Harim and the Nechem de Shleime say, Amar Yad Kizach, there are two types of Chazak. Let's explain. How do we know there's a Din Chazak? We learn out from the Goy. How do you know from the Goy? A kohen comes into a house, looks at the neck, oh, here's the dimension, a gris. The house is not, it's not the time of the house, so it goes out, still becomes tame, looks at the gris, he walks out, tremendous house, it's a 10-minute walk till he walks outside of the house, shuts the door, the house is tame. How can you say the house is tame? Maybe the gris changed. How do you, maybe the neck got changed. Maybe by the time you walked out, the nega changed, and it's not, it's less than a gris. How can you be tamed the house? Possible. How can you be tamed the house? Oh, from here we learn how to do chazok. That means, if I have no legitimate reason to say that the status changed, I have no right to say it changed. 10 minutes ago, it was a gris. I assume it's still a gris, and therefore, I go out, and I'm a tamad house, and the house is not. That's one din chazok. This din chazok, pshat is, don't make up statements. No, it's possible. It could zicha change. I'm not thinking this. But if you don't know that it did change, you have no right to clap. Maybe it changed, you have no right to clap. That's one din chazok. So I have no right to clap. I assume, yes, the coin. I'm telling you it's a gris. The Torah said, I don't have to clear. It's a gris, the house is done. Let's talk about another case. Let's talk about our case. Let's talk about the mother. Two kohanim, two Adam come and say, the mother was nishpit. Two Adam say, she wasn't nishpit. Now, we also stole a chazok. Stole a chazok. She said we stole a chazok. Now, this din chazok over here, that is what we just said a minute ago by a gris. You don't have to clear. You don't declare. You don't think that the status changed. Okay, there's such a thing over here. Two A's in front of me are telling me there was nishpis. I don't have to clear. Why do I have to clear? I don't know what to do. These two A's say it was nishpis. He says that it wasn't nishpis. I don't know what to do. There's also a din chazok. This din chazok is a different thing. This din chazok has such an explanation. Was it nishbis or not nishbis? I have the faintest idea. I have the faintest idea because the way they say nishbis, the way they say not nishbis, I have the faintest idea what it was nishbis. So now, I come to Rav, I tell him, what I do now? What I do now? So the Rav says this, a din an hoge. What to do? We don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not a novi, I'm not a malos. I don't know what to tell you. It's a din an hoge. If till now, you are allowed to marry a kohen. You're still allowed to marry a kohen. That's a din anhoge. This din anhoge is not a hachro in the sofik. This din anhoge is a din anhoge. What to do? That means The Rav tells me as follows. I don't know if you're a Zayin or not a Zayin. When I tell, when a Kain will come and ask me a Shaila, is she a Zayin or not, and to tell the Kain in the face, I haven't the faintest idea. But you're allowed to marry her. The Torah says, if you don't know what to do with a Locha, you could be noyig the way you were doing till now. Till now you're allowed to marry her, you're still now allowed to marry. You're still allowed to marry. That's the din I'm talking. The first chazoke is a chazoke of hachro. That means the Torah said, if you have no legitimate right to think, maybe the nega changed, don't think. That's a katzen boy. Don't think. Maybe. It's possible, but the Torah said don't think. So if I don't think, so that I assume that it didn't change. It's not a din an oge, this is an assumption. Zogin da achroinem amoyer de keteres an Teisvus kashen. So they say as follows. Teisvus had a gemore in Ksubes, lo divrei ha-machsher bo, machsher v'dito. Teisvus a gemore. What's the story over there? The story over there was, someone was boil up new. Who the someone was? I have the could be, I haven't the could be he was a Kohen, could be he was a Kosher, could be he was a Mamsa. I haven't the faintest idea. I'm going to be Mataha. Why I'm going to be Mataha? Because till now you were Kosher. You were Kosher Lakuna. I don't have a right to assume that your status changed. This is in the Metzias Advar. That's the Loche. You're not allowed to assume. You don't have a right to assume you were kosher till now. I assume you're still kosher. So this is an assumption. Now, if this is an assumption, so let me. If this is the rabbi that gives out the hefta, this woman is kosher lekune because I assume the boil was not a mamzer. So that's chosum the rabbi marsha. Marsha, I assume he's not a. Then I come over to the rabbi marsha and I tell him, what's with the child? We assume that she's kosher lekune. So we assume that the husband was not a mamzer. That's our assumption. Right? That's where our assumption. So if the husband was not a mamzer, why are you crying about the child if the child's a mamzer? We assumed already, halachically, that she was not living from a mamzer, and that's all the divrei. Hamashir bo, mashir bebita. That's over there. Because I have a chazokeh, which is a hachro in the suffix. This is an assumption. I'm permitted to assume that Chazaka tells me, don't assume, don't be afraid that her status changed. I'm permitted to assume her status is the same that it was before the people. So therefore, we matter the daughter also. But the case of Yanai HaMelech, there was a different story. The Adam says it was Nishmet. The Adam says it was a Nishmet. You'll come to the same Rav HaMasher, and the Kohen will ask her, am I allowed to marry this lady? So the Kain of the Rav said, yes. Was she a Shvuya or not? I don't know what to tell you. I can't tell you that. The Adim say she was a Shvuya. The Adim say she wasn't a Shvuya. But I'm telling you, in Anhoge, you're allowed to marry her. That's a din Anhoge, the Torah gave us guidelines. When you don't know what to do, when you have no way of being Mevara, and you have a Sofik Lefonecha, so the Halacha is a din Niyuk. Adinik, you're allowed to be noyig like you were noyig till now. Till now you were noyig, you're allowed to marry her. He's still allowed to marry her. But do I know that he was nishmis? I have the faintest idea. Let's just go off a tangent 1 second. There's shnei shvilim, that there's two roads. One road has a kever underneath it. Another road doesn't have a kever underneath it. Reuven goes on shvil number 1. Shimon goes on shvil number 2. They both come to Bezdin. And they'll say, Reuven comes first. Shimon is outside. Reuven says, I went on Shvil 1. I hear there was a Shaila, there's a Kevah there, not a Kevah. Am I Tomei or Toya? So Bezdin tells him, you're Toya. He's telling you on Cheska's Tarek. He leaves. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Shimon comes into Bezdin. I went on the other Shvil. Am I Tomei or Toya? You're Toya. In Cheska's Tarek. So Reuven is Toya, Shimon is. Now, we're going to put up a sign now on the Shvilim. A mistake was made the whole time. Shvil Aleph is toil because Reuven is toil. Shvil Beis is toil. No, one has a kever, one doesn't have a kever. That we are unable to be mevara. But halachically, you, Reuven, are allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash because, halachically, you can assume. The Torah says, you're allowed to assume. This is a din niyut. but it's not a din biru, it's not a din achon, the son. Zog, zogen ze gedoyle achoinem, that's what Rashi says. Taisa stelzu a gemore, al cheske te eima ani lebas, Taisa is speaking about a gemore, that the chazok is a chazok em avareret. It's machi in the topic. I don't clear that a status changed. So there, if you don't clear that she was nibble from a mamza, don't start clearing all of a sudden that the daughter is a mamza. I don't clear. But by us, we're speaking about trei. So the sofik is a sofik before neinu. We can't avoid the sofik. It's a true sofik. So there's a din an hoge. We tell you, till now you're allowed to marry a kohen. You can still marry a kohen. That's the law. But when it comes to Yanai, so you were born with a sofik. You were born with a sofik hashoko. We can't tell you Yanai to get married. That is how the temper is. Now, I just like to mention, the Rabbi Kevega does not understand why Taisvis had to ask from a Gemara in Ksubis. Now, let us just say one hakdama. In the Gemara in Ksubis is a machlokes. One man says, Divya Marshebo, Poisel Bebito. The other man says, Divya Marshebo, Marshebo Bebito. It's a shell in the Gemara in Ksubis. Toitzva says, do divya machshava machshava bita, because we pass them like that. Okay. There's a shail in the Gemara, and Toitzva says, well, we pass them, so what's the problem over here? Fine. That's Toitzva's question. But let us, it's like Rabbi Kedegia, to ask on Rashi, you don't have to ask from the Gemara. This is much better than the Gemara. Why? The chat is like this. Let's go back to the Gemara. We have a shaila, was the boy a mamza, wasn't he a mamza? Lamai nafkamina, two nafkamina. If the boy was a mamza, so the nivellus is a zayna. That's nafkamina number one. If the boy was a mamza, the child is a mamza. Two nafkamina. That means in one thing is not dependent on the other. That means the child is a mamza not because the mother is a zayna, if she would be a zayna. The child is a mamza because the father's a mamza, and he's a mamza. So memele, we can very good understand is a mamza, so the divya marsha bo poisel bebito. That means the two different shailas. That even chazoke could paskin ois, that the mother is kosher lekohune, because she had a chazoke. But the child, the shaila of the mother is where she nibble from a zayne, from a mamza. The shaila on the child is my father a mamza. Two different shailas. They are two different shailas. And one is not dependent on the other. So if a man do one, mama do a mode, they are marshal, but a place will be to the two different shaylas. Over here, that's Rabbi Kevega. Why is he a cholol? He's a cholol only because his mother's a zayne. If his mother's a zayne, and she was nibble now from a koyin, so she became a cholol, so he became a cholol. So the shaylah of Yanai is a poyo yoytzei from what the mother is. So Taisha should have asked on Rashi, not with the keys with a Gemara in Ksubis, or Divya Marsha Bo, Marsha Bebita, why Marsha Bebita? Our tzir is 1,000 times better. Our tzir is, the minute you, a kohen is allowed to marry her, yes. So he's allowed to marry her, so she's not a zayin, he wasn't Mechalala. He'll come again, will I be Mechalala? I thought you're allowed to marry her. So all of a sudden, oh, maybe the child is a Chalala. We paskin on the child that he said the child is that she's not a zayne. He's not mechaladish. So he's not mechaladish. How can the child be a chalom? So al koponim, that's how Rabbi Kivege asks that l'chayre Taisvi should have asked a much stronger kazi on Rashi.